Welcome to Maryland Transit Times, powered by the Maryland Transit Administration. I'm Amy Friedman with Maryland Transit Times.
This year, MTA is celebrating the 40th anniversary of Metro Subway here in Baltimore. Wilson Wallace, manager of Metro Rail Car Maintenance, began as a bus driver with the Baltimore Transit Company in 1970. He remembers quite clearly Metro's beginnings.
I was driving a bus when all the construction work was being done, especially downtown. So I remember all that. And at that time, I was saying to myself, I would like to work there. So I was into electronics at that time. And as things progressed and they opened up, I took the test to come up here. And that kind of began my story here at Metro. That was in 1982.
Of course, since this was a brand new system in Baltimore, there was quite a lot to learn.
I was the first one of two people hired for the Metro rail car system. So yes, it was exciting times. I came in before the trains got here. When the trains got here, it was exciting for us to see. We wanted to get on them and work on them. And so their folks came in, which was the Bud Company who made the original cars that we still have. They came in and we had contractors training, which was specifically to the car. And there was a lot of classes surrounding the contractors training. Of course, you learned a lot just by troubleshooting, and you know, it was all new. So we was learning as we repaired trains.
With his background in electronics and enthusiasm for the job, Wilson rose through the system quickly.
Well, when I first got here, I was a B repairman. I soon progressed to a repairman, and then on to what we call a trained technician. From B-man to a repairman to a technician, as we call them now, to a supervisor, to a superintendent, and to manager of Metro Rail Car Maintenance.
Wilson remembers the very first section of Metro Subway being built where the maintenance offices are now located on Wabash Avenue near the Northern Parkway, and was there as it became the system it is today.
So the section was here, and we were here before the trains came in. Then we added a section up to Owens Mills, and we added a section to John Hopkins. And now we have these 50 miles of track, you know, that completes the whole system.
And what must it have been like at the very beginning?
Everyone was just excited about the subways. Everybody who took buses or public transportation was just excited about the subway system. Everybody wanted to ride it. Everybody wanted to talk about it. We would have advertising agencies to come up, and they wanted to take pictures and use the train as a background, and they had the mallers to come up. And it was just an exciting time.
After over 40 years on the job, Wilson is currently contemplating his retirement, and certainly has no regrets about his years at Metro.
A great career, a fantastic time, and yeah, and that's why I've been here so long. I mean, because it's like, don't get no better than this.
For Maryland Transit Times, I'm Amy Friedman.